Exam practice 4.
And now some more advice for those planning a journey. Here are a few gadgets you may want to add to your luggage.
Speaker 1.
Travellers who don't like to fiddle around with a small keyboard on their palm top, mobile phone or other handheld device may find the virtual keyboard useful. It's about the size of a lighter, so it fits perfectly into your pocket. Unfortunately, though, it does eat up your palm top's batteries within minutes, so you'll need to find a socket. When hooked up to your palm top, this device produces a light projection of a full-size keyboard. It even produces real typing sounds. The keyboard has software that studies the movement of your fingers to interpret and record keystrokes. It does make typing much easier, though not immediately. You see, since there's nothing to actually press, you kind of have to relearn typing and adapt to the sensitivity of the laser sensors. But once you get the hang of it, it does speed things up. And I must admit, I do feel like a character in a sci-fi movie, which is fun.
Speaker 2.
Part of the fun while travelling is spending time outdoors. Unfortunately, camping or hiking, especially off the beaten track, means being away from the nearest electrical socket. And in this modern world, we all need power. Until recently, the only solution was a heavy and dangerous gas-powered generator. But now, you can just steal the power from the sun. Just bring along your solar briefcase and you're away. Small, light and handy, it opens to reveal two powerful solar panels that generate 13 watts of power. That's enough to power a laptop or charge mobile phone batteries. Of course, the downside is that on a rainy day when you're bored out of your mind, you still won't be able to watch movies on your laptop.
Speaker 3.
I love to travel to exotic places. In fact, the rougher the conditions, the more exciting the place seems to me. But if you're like me, this will sound familiar. You're thirsty, you enter a local bar, get a glass of water and discover it smells like elephant droppings. I'm very particular about the quality of water I drink, so I never leave home without my ultraviolet water purifier. It looks like a fountain pen, and you just stick it in the water. There's no need to put any soluble tablets into your glass, and there's no chemical aftertaste. Also, the important thing is that there's no need to plug it in. You just stick it in, turn it on, and in about 48 seconds, you have a glass of safe, drinkable water. It's particularly good at killing bacteria, which are a common cause of diarrhea, and have ruined many an adventure in faraway places.